Every 2 years, Springfield teachers elect a union president. This year, that election was a squeaker. With close to 1,500 teachers voting, a new president was elected with a narrow 9-vote margin. There's no way to know how many of those teachers knew that less than a year earlier, the winner had appeared before the Springfield School Board to defend himself against allegations that he'd put a 7th grader in a chokehold. Our Education Desk reporter, Dusty Rhodes, has details.
Aaron Graves is a middle school teacher with 20 years of classroom experience. He also happens to be an officer in the Illinois National Guard. As the newly elected president of the Springfield Education Association, he holds a powerful position, representing teachers in negotiations and setting priorities for which issues get pressed or ignored. Graves campaigned with a clear agenda, listing, quote, safer and more orderly schools as his number one goal. In social media posts, he urged teachers to, quote, take back your loosely controlled schools, and lamented the lack of, quote, meaningful consequences for verbal and physically aggressive acts. But in June 2017, he appeared before the school board to protest the consequences of his own physical act.
I want it understood that although my actions, as viewed by the district, seem egregious enough to dock me 5 weeks of pay and serve me a notice to remedy, a formal notice that I can be fired for any assumed misconduct in the future, I did not harm any student, nor neglect or abuse any student, nor have I ever.
The incident occurred on a school bus during the final few miles of a day-long field trip to a museum. Some students were rowdy and an alarm went off, signaling that someone had touched an emergency exit latch. Graves told me what happened next.
So the alarm goes off for the first time. Bus driver asked me to go back to check. I go back to the back of the bus. Can't figure it out.
This happened 2 or 3 times in quick succession.
At this point, the kids are becoming more chaotic. There's a group of boys in the middle of the bus that won't sit down. I asked them to sit down. All of them did, except for Isaiah.
Isaiah Evans was 12 years old at that time. We'll hear his version of this story shortly.
I asked Isaiah to sit down, and he wouldn't. So I asked, I tugged on his shirt right here and asked him to sit in his seat. And he says, you know, uses some expletives and get your expletive off me. So I asked him to go to the front of the bus. He wouldn't go to the front of the bus, so I reach in to assist him, and, you know, we get in a tussle.
He describes a complicated scenario that involves Isaiah resisting, then jumping and flailing before Graves managed to take control.
And I just pull him back 2 seats and set him in a seat.
Isaiah is 14 now and a freshman at Springfield High School. His body is bigger and his voice much deeper than it was when he went on this field trip in 7th grade. But here's his memory of this incident.
The alarm started going off and everyone was looking around trying to see who pulled it. And I stood up and I looked over to see and I was like, who pulled the alarm? And then he came up from behind me and he grabbed my hoodie and pulled me in my seat. And I told him to get off me and I pushed him off me. Then he told me to go to the front of the bus, and then he pushed me, and I stumbled. And then he put me in a headlock and dragged me to the back of the bus and threw me in the seat and was on top of me and was pushing on me.
Did you use any bad language in that scuffle?
I think I told him to get his ass off me, yeah.
Obviously, the teacher and the student both tell this episode from their own perspective. More objective renditions can be found in handwritten statements collected from 8 other students who were on the bus. Most of those accounts say Isaiah behaved disrespectfully by mimicking the bus driver, and each student mentioned that Isaiah used the word ass. But those same accounts say Mr. Graves, quote, picked Isaiah up by what seemed to be his collar, or, quote, yanked him up by his hood, or, quote, picked him up in a chokehold and threw him into a seat. Graves denies that.
There was no arm ever around his neck. So as I'm pulling him out, and then when it went haywire, I used a CPI, you know, hold that, you know, I had one arm around his waist, and I had one, you know.
You're saying it was
like
up to his shoulder
like this.
Isaiah's mom, Daria Evans, isn't buying Graves' account. Not only has she seen the video of the incident recorded by the school bus security camera, but she also works with special needs teenagers.
They said that he was using CPI, crisis prevention, intervention, but I've been trained in all that. And you do not put your hands on a student unless they are going to harm themselves or others. In CPI, they don't train you to put your arm around their neck. So I don't even see how that was justified.
Graves says he just did what was necessary to protect the safety of other students. But from his vantage point, sitting at the front of the bus, he could not know for sure which kid was the culprit.
But you assume the kid who is, you know, refusing to sit down, who's near one of the alarms, who's mocking the bus driver, you know, you just assume that this is the person who's setting off the alarm.
What do you think came over Mr. Graves? I mean, why do you think he did that?
I don't know, but I know, like, the whole trip, like, they kept on, like, looking for reasons for me and my cousin Javion, my friend Kushan, and DeMario. Like, they're trying to get us all in trouble.
Like when they stopped for lunch at McDonald's. A girl thought Isaiah and his friends were laughing at an unflattering Snapchat picture of her, which Isaiah denies, but Graves took the four boys outside and lined them up against the wall. Also, at some point earlier in the trip, Isaiah became boisterous on the bus, and Graves moved him briefly to sit at the front. So if students were misbehaving, why did Graves and the other teacher supervising the trip remain sitting together at the front of the bus?
I don't know. I could have been sitting at the back of the bus, I suppose. I don't think we were being neglectful by sitting in the front of the bus where you can turn around and see kids' behavior.
Here's the thing, though. If teachers had been sitting at the back of the bus, they might have realized that Isaiah had nothing to do with setting off the alarm. All parties agree the alarm was triggered by girls jumping across the aisle and bumping the bus's back door. In the minutes that elapsed between the scuffle and the time the bus pulled into Grant Middle School parking lot, Graves realized he needed to call Isaiah's parents.
So Aaron Graves got on the phone, and he explained to me that he grabbed Isaiah by his clothes. He said, because he thought that Isaiah was setting off an alarm. That's what he said. He said, but it was a misunderstanding. I grabbed him by his clothes. I said, you did what?
Neither the school district nor the Springfield Police Department will release the school bus video, citing student privacy laws. SPD Detective Michael Flynn, who reviewed the bus video, wrote a report saying Graves, quote, overreacted and acted inappropriately, but the grand jury voted not to charge him with a crime. Still, Daria Evans says this incident traumatized Isaiah.
Well, his appetite decreased and he eats like a horse, but he kept waking me up saying he was having nightmares.
She got sleep medication and counseling for her son and physical therapy for his neck, and Isaiah elected to finish seventh grade at a different school.
I didn't feel comfortable at Grant, so I switched over to Franklin. It was a new school, a lot of new faces, but I made friends there after a while.
Meanwhile, as the case was being investigated, Graves said he contacted several media outlets seeking publicity for his plight as a teacher on extended paid leave. He doesn't believe he hurt Isaiah.
I've worked with a lot of kids for a lot of years, and I don't believe the actions that took place that day would have caused such trauma in a kid.
Graves ultimately lost just 3 days of pay. He is no longer directly involved with kids. Thanks to his new position as union president, he will spend at least the next 2 years working mainly with Springfield teachers. The other teacher on that field trip, Angie Manichetti, was elected vice president of the union. I'm Dusty Rhodes.